The market priced Dontayvion Wicks at exactly what he did last year, receiver 84 and the 84th best per game receiver line to match, to the decimal, pick 215. Then Philadelphia traded two picks for him and handed him a raise. This episode is about what happens when a price built on Green Bay meets a role that only exists in Philadelphia. This season, his last in Green Bay, 13 games, 30 catches on 46 targets for 332 yards and 2 touchdowns. 4.7 half PPR points a game, 83rd among receivers per game, 83rd in total, the same rank twice. 13% of the Packers' targets in his games, third on a deep, crowded depth chart. The profile is a rotational possession receiver who never got a defined role in one of the league's most spread around passing games. The career says he peaked early and drifted, a promising rookie year, 581 yards in 2023, then two seasons of declining volume as Green Bay's receiver room got younger around him. In three NFL seasons, he has never cleared 600 receiving yards, and last year's 332 was a career low. The profile of a rotational piece, not a breakout waiting to happen. The pattern beat is a small caution. Volume is the identity stat. Targets replicate at 0.79, and his volume has been sliding. 46 targets last year in a timeshare. There is no pattern that rewards a player for changing teams. Stickiness says the role he is likeliest to repeat is the modest one he just had, unless the new situation hands him more. That is the whole question, and patterns cannot answer it.
Muffed!
The situation is a genuine vacancy in a crowded room. Philadelphia traded AJ Brown to New England this offseason, which opens real target volume opposite Devonta Smith. And the Eagles clearly wanted Wicks specifically, sending a fifth and a sixth to Green Bay, and then signing him to a one-year $12.5 million extension, per the reporting. That is a lot of commitment for a WR3. The problem is the company. The Eagles also added Hollywood Brown, kept Elijah Moore around, and drafted Mekhi Lemon, who projects ahead of Wicks in some early looks. It is Nick Sirianni's offense with Jalen Hurts throwing, a good place to catch passes, but a run-first one, and the vacated targets are getting split several ways. Wicks is the favorite for the outside three job, not a lock for a featured one.
The price? Receiver 84 at pick 215, the slot paid 4.7, he produced 4.7. Our verdict? No call. The market priced last year's production perfectly, and we will not out-argue an exact match, but we will name what the match cannot see. The AJ Brown vacancy and the $12.5 million commitment are real reasons to think Philadelphia sees more here than Green Bay ever used. The four-receiver scramble for those targets is the real reason to doubt it. The caveat? Both ways. If Wicks wins the WR3 role and the Brown targets funnel his way, 215 was free. And if Lemon or Hollywood Brown eats that role, he is priced exactly right.
Watch the camp pecking order against Hollywood Brown and Mekhi Lemon first, then his September snap rate in three receiver sets, and whether Hurts looks his way with Smith drawing the coverage, same production, new context. The context is the whole bet. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster. Every player, every week, all season.